Hey, Scott.
Ray?
You're okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
You can talk. I mean, this is a surprise. I mean, our listeners are probably wondering when you were going to get better. How did you get over your holiday madness?
Wait a minute. Where am I? Isn't this the afterlife? The Mayans had promised me that this would be the afterlife.
No, you completely lost a month and a half.
That's every late December for me. I do that every year because I think the world is going to end.
Well, you know, the
so I just go. I go out like the John McAfee.
Oh yeah. Bath salts aside, he didn't. You remember part of the story was he was manufacturing some kind of crazy future bath salts drug of the future, but he was just joking around.
Right. He just enjoyed eating the face off of hobos.
So you don't remember anything from the last month?
I don't remember anything at all.
Did you watch the news?
I did not. Well, I might have watched it, but I don't really have any recollection of it.
So you didn't hear about George W. Bush then?
What about George W. Bush?
Going to be the next president.
Are you kidding me? That guy?
Gotcha. Well, it's just really nice to hear your real voice again. Now we can do the proper intro to the show. Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the future jerks.
What is this show even about?
New beginnings.
Well, you know what? I've been doing some market research while you were having your holiday madness.
Really?
Someone had to. Guess what I found out?
What?
Well, before I knew, we had about 150 listeners.
Uh-huh.
I just assumed they were people exactly like us. White males. However, it turns out that's not the case. We have a very diverse listenership. Well, I shouldn't say very diverse. Very different from who we are.
Really?
First of all, it's very multiracial.
Go on.
A lot of very multiracial. It's not. There's almost no white people listening to this show. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And also, I've got a graph here. I'll send you the graph. Look how many people over the age of 65 listen to our show.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, what percentage is that?
Like 33%.
And over 50?
48%.
We have to start fine-tuning this show to be more friendly to the aged and the elderly.
We also got to rethink our commercials, like our endorsements.
We've been
worrying about like your Cokes and your Pepsis and your iPads and your stuff, but obviously...
You know, I shouldn't have given up on that adult diaper.
We got to think about Tux.
Hearing aids.
The Craftmatic adjustable bed.
Time Life series.
Snuggies. We're going to say Snuggies.
Snuggies. Pet Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And of course,
anyway,
old people love gin.
They do.
Well, thank you all our aged listeners. And I guess we can start ignoring
Did
our
you say
Asian
listeners?
We don't have any Asian listeners.
We have no Asian.
You're
in Japan.
I know. I keep promoting it. I wear the t-shirts. I got the bumper sticker. I got the full body wrap on the car.
If you could start a trend, like Nata de Coco, right? In Japan.
Yeah,
like you could just start a trend in Japan. Everybody will be listening to it.
Here's what I think the problem is for our Japanese audience is the Japanese are flat out racist.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to be a sumo, you have to be able to do your hair up like a sumo guy.
Okay, well, doesn't that make sense?
But what if you're a black guy?
Well, you'd straighten
your
hair.
Just think about a sumo's hair. They have super long hair going down to their butt that's straight, and they have to wrap it around in a bun.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem possible.
Well, you straighten your hair.
I just have never seen a black guy with a sumo type of hair do that. That's all. I think that's why they've eliminated black people from sumo.
I will agree that it's not a very common coif for our more pigmented friends, but I don't think that it's impossible for, you know, black people to have hairstyles like that.
Look, listeners, if I'm wrong, tell me and give me an example of a guy with of color with super long hair. I want to see it. Also, AKB48, how many black people?
But isn't that a Japanese girl group?
Exactly, but Japan has black people too.
They do?
A couple. Think about the Spice Girls, were 20% black.
Yeah, I know, but it's Japan.
I know, but they
that was the UK.
2%.
The Spice Girls are from the UK.
Doesn't matter. The AKB48 has 48 members. They could at least have 2%.
There's not 2% black people in Japan.
Yeah, but there must be one black girl who's really good at dancing and singing and wearing short little skirts that would like to be in there. I just think, and bottom line, flat out racist.
Why don't you just start your own girl group there?
I will. It'll be fully multiracial. Every race. There's probably 50 races, right?
Sure. Do you think that they would revolt against that? If you had a multiracial girl group.
Well, I think they will, but the only reason I would create this group is just to prove how racist they are. Sorry, girls. Y'all have to go home. Now that I know everyone's racist, my point has been made.
You will go to quite the extremes to prove your point.
Oh, yes, I will. Hey, and I want to know about what you will prove and what part of your body you'll prove it with in the next segment called Superhost 2000.
We are the Superhost 2000.
this is a part of the show where you learn a little bit about us.
And what we've been up to.
So, Scott, how have you been doing lately? Are you sure you're over your holiday madness? So, other than holiday madness, do you remember anything since the last episode? We're getting more subscribers. Keep babbling. You know what? Since you started babbling, our listenership has gone skyrocketing. Oh, I don't think I can take it anymore. Oh, how am I doing? I'm glad you asked. I've been doing okay. You know, last night I went to a belly dancing competition and took photos of belly dancers. What's the opposite of a sausage festival? That's what it was. Oh, and yesterday I had some orange juice. With ice cubes in it. Isn't that weird? What do you think about that? Yeah, I know. I don't mind it when it's grapefruit juice. It feels weird to have ice cubes and orange juice. Snap out of it. Come on, wake up. Rumpelstiltskin.
Whoa, where am I? Who am I?
Okay. Your name is Scott Future, and you're on the Future Jerks podcast.
Oh, thank God.
How you been lately?
Good.
Did you catch a flu?
Nope.
Do you have any woolen stockings or any other wool clothing?
Wait, what? Is this a trick question?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
Good answer. Did you take down your Christmas stuff?
I did. Oh,
what about your
Koresh? just yesterday? Because I don't know if you know that my wife is like not Orthodox, but she's follows the same calendar as the Orthodox Christian calendar. So it goes on forever.
You want to go back and rewrite your vows?
Oh,
put something
yeah,
about Christmas decorations in there.
It's crazy. It's like, oh.
Well, my ex-wife used to wait till January 5th or something like that, which that even used to annoy me.
But we're like past the midpoint of the month. Luckily, we didn't put it up the tree until way late because I, you know, hate Jesus. But if I had put it up, say December 1, I think that's the only beginning of it being acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been up for like a month and a half, close to 2 months.
It makes you appreciate Christmas less.
Far less.
Look, I enjoy the more druidic side of Christmas, so I do like the Christmas tree, but I only want it up for about a week. It takes away the specialness of New Year's to have another holiday encroaching upon it.
Yeah, and what did you do because New Year's is not big. The New Year day is big in Japan, right?
Because of the time zones, it's almost like our New Year celebrations sync up. Because you're having your New Year's Eve celebrations when I'm having New Year's morning, and we almost have simultaneous hangovers.
Are you vomiting at the same time as we are?
There's not as much drunkenness. You know what it is? It's like your typical kind of family Christmas sort of thing. That's what people do at New Year's.
Oh, one thing I got over the holidays before, and specifically for the enjoyment of our listeners, is I got myself a pop screen.
You did? Me too.
So now I can totally take pop shots at my mic.
But that's not what it's for.
What? Well, then what the hell's the point of it?
Okay, say I can't do it. Peter Piper picked a pack of purple peppers. Pretty purple peppers? Pickled purple peppers. Prevents explosions.
Mine was for a different purpose.
Steve sounds great.
Okay.
Oh, I heard your car got screwed up. What happened?
Goddamn city plow hit my new vehicle and basically drove off. Now I have to prove it or just pay for it. And it's pretty hard to prove.
Yeah, you'd have to find that exact plow, right?
Well, I don't CSI. Know. It's just, you know, is it worth the hassle? Like, it kind of sucks because the principal, I want to go after him, but I'm kind of busy with the boy, right? I don't have time to be figuring out how to sue the city, so.
Oh, what a pain in the butt.
Yeah, totally is.
Hey, well, now we know everything about the superhosts. Why don't we talk a little bit about the news?
News from the year 2080.
There's some big news just happening right now as we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game in Germany. It's like it's kind of like a flash mob kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's not, you know, it's not officially a game. So it's on these websites. The websites keep having to move around because the authorities want to shut it down. And what you do in this game is you run around the city trying to destroy security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Germany, in Berlin, they have them in the subways. Everywhere there's a camera. So what you do is you film yourself or get a friend to film you, I guess, trashing these cameras in creative ways.
That's a great fun time. They should do that in London. London
no, don't suggest that. We're going to get shut down by the podcast commission.
The podcast commission.
Nah, yeah, but we can get canceled any moment now.
But again, I think that London, because they have more cameras there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there would be a lot more targets. And do they have power-ups? Or like, how do they do that?
I think you just go and wreck cameras. Bonus scores for innovative modes of destruction.
Huh.
So you can't just throw like a little baggie full of paint.
Like, let's say you're on a rafters. You just throw a giant barrel.
That's creative. You don't take... Like like a Nerf gun and put like a suction cup at the end and shoot that at the camera. So creative.
I would take a baseball bat.
Yeah. Wow. I never thought of that.
Yeah. It's like Warriors, which is an excellent video game.
What if you walked up on a ladder and then just spray painted the front of the camera?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I just made that up. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
What happens if you used gouache?
That is creative. What if instead of destroying the cameras, you add more cameras so they're not sure which one is the real one anymore?
Or you just attach a bicycle mirror in front of it.
I want to make a game where you go around the city repairing cameras that are broken. I think that'd be much better.
You know where you should start doing that?
Where?
Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good place to start.
Put a little sign on the camera saying, pay it forward.
Like putting pellets out on a grid for a puck-like man. Can be laying out these pellets.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. And then when the ghost, there was a female woman?
In
Croatia. Where was she from?
Where?
She was in Belgium.
What?
A 67-year-old woman from Belgium.
Yeah.
Followed her GPS.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up in Croatia.
How nuts is that?
She was only going about 100 kilometers to pick up a friend at the train station, and she ended up 900 miles to the south. After the second day of driving, after five fill-ups, noticed that she might not be on the right track.
She really wasn't paying attention, because I'm telling you, when I have done that, the worst I've ever done is 450 kilometers.
Yeah, of course, you start to notice after.
Yeah.
You're like, especially when you bring books on tape and you go through all the tapes and you're on your second book and it's like, I just wanted to go get a soda.
When I start seeing palm trees, I think there's something wrong.
When I start seeing penguins, I know there's something wrong.
When I start seeing Mexicans, I know there's something wrong.
When I start seeing the third planet of Alpha Centauri, I know there's something wrong.
All right, that's pretty wrong.
Oh, yeah, the Shark Tank thing. Is that still news?
Oh, that, yeah. That happened. I didn't remember that because that happened while I was there shopping for my wife.
Oh, okay.
You can see me in the video.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's
what we're talking about here is a month ago, just before your holiday madness kicked in,
yeah.
A Shark Tank in the Shanghai Orient Shopping Center in China's second largest city, it burst and 15 people were injured by flying shards of glass, globules of water.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to the Pottery Barn trying to find something for my wife. You could see me in the video there. I'm just like behind. See the guy behind
I see him.
Yeah. So I'm right there. That was really not what I expected.
Were there really sharks flying out, or was it you heard later that there were sharks?
There were sharks everywhere. There were sharks there were sharks like on people's faces and on their groins.
Was it like Back to the Future 2 when a shark came out of the hologram thing and scared Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Exactly the correct answer.
People should really, if they're going to have sharks like that, take better care of them. You don't want to have sharks flying at you at super fast speed.
Raising sharks is no joke.
Yep. Speaking of fish, do you know that fish song?
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
No, the guy in Britain, the one-pound fish.
Bestiality thing?
No, the one-pound fish.
Oh, okay, the one-pound fish. This is the next...
Gangnam Style.
What did you call it? Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Are you allowed? It's Korean.
It was very unpopular in Japan.
No doubt.
I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but I haven't seen it. I'm wondering...
Apparently in Korea, they're really kind of annoyed that Japan is the only country where it wasn't popular, but Korean music is very popular in Japan, but they always record a Japanese version.
So really?
I think it's because people expect a Japanese version of a Korean song.
Is it close enough that they can do that?
No, they actually phonetically, just because that's how the music biz works. I mentioned before, they're flat-out racist here, so...
They sure are. Like those sumos.
I always have this argument with my wife. You're not racist if you're, let's say, a Vietnamese person has something against, let's say, Taiwanese. That's not really racist because they're both Asian, right? Like racist is more about skin color hate. It's more like bigotry or what would you call it? Because you can't be racist against Quebec.
So you're saying that all Asians are the same?
Same race.
But aren't we all part of the human race?
Not at all, Scott.
We're not? What, no Koreans way. Are different? They're not part of the human race? I know that's what the Japanese would say, but what would you
say?
What
about lepers?
Lepers?
Lepers. Even Jesus hated the lepers.
No, he didn't. He loved the lepers.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Anyway, the one-pound fish song is just, it was a big fish song, and I haven't seen the Gangnam Style. I want to wait until there's like 6,900,999,000,000 kind of thing, and I'll be like the last guy.
You'll be the last man on earth. Yeah. I was like that with Home Alone. I still have not seen Home Alone in its entirety. I was like, I want to be the one who doesn't watch Home Alone.
Yeah, but you said it in its entirety, so you've seen some of it.
Yeah, I've got a little bit about on the television set.
Well, does that count?
I sense hostility.
Well, I just think that you're kind of taking all the credit without actually doing all the work. You seem
now,
part
the audience is wondering about this one-pound fish thing. Now, I've seen it, and it is actually popular in Japan.
It's the guy's got like a record contract, but you know what? I'm not. It's an okay thing, but it kind of goes a little long, and then it's derivative.
I'm going to say one-pound fishmonger does not have a catchy dance.
No.
Gangnam Style has a dance that's actually really difficult. You know, Macarena is very simple, and the Hokey Pokey. You remember the Hokey Pokey back in the late 80s?
Yes.
That was very simple. The Humpty Dance, the Neutron Dance, those were all simple dances, right?
Yes.
What are some other ones that you know?
Dances?
Yeah.
With wolves.
That's a great dance.
I know.
And easy to learn, too.
Yeah, it's very... You do it fast because those wolves will eat you.
What about Dancing with Myself? You have to be really short.
That's why I bought this pop screen.
That's not for that.
What?
It's not for that.
I had a rebel yell and I used it the first time.
He sits there like a little orangutan, just abusing himself. All day.
Like a little orangutan.
A big orangutan.
That's racist. Oh, wait, we're the same. We're both white,
I can't
so
be
it's okay.
Racist. Peoples.
Yeah, well, but you should be aware, we make good television. I saved myself like $10 not going to the damn theater to see that Hobbit movie because the Finns did it like 15 years ago on television, and it is pretty good.
You really don't remember anything from your holiday madness, do you?
No.
Soon you're going to start bringing up the story of the nickel coming back.
Yeah, well, of course, nickel.
That doesn't bring back any memories?
It brings back no memories at all.
I think, you know, you should offer yourself for medical research in the field of holiday madness, because I did not realize there were such big memory lapses.
No, but did you
take anything from
your
holiday
madness? Are
you
talking about the fact that you said we should get rid of the nickel and now they're talking about it?
You answered with babbling. Don't you remember?
I don't remember.
Didn't you listen to the filler episode?
I was still babbling, as you recall, until a few minutes ago.
Well, go back and listen to it and you'll hear about the...
Oh.
You explained everything about this Hobbit movie.
Did I really?
Not quite as good as the new Hobbit movie. Yeah.
Like it was a pretty good Hobbit movie.
I watched part of it. I couldn't watch the whole thing. It's not bad. If you don't know what we're talking about,
but when he transforms into Gollum, it's pretty good at the end.
Well, then thanks for ruining
it. It's
the
like
story.
seven minutes and 9 seconds in or something. That's pretty good.
Is it the same story as the Hobbit film? Well, you haven't seen the Hobbit film, neither
have I. I have not seen that Hobbit film.
Fractured penis.
Yes.
This news is over a month old, but there was an MMA fighter. Mexican marital AIDS. Everybody knows. Geez. He fractured his penis during fighting.
During fighting?
How do you fracture? But I don't understand how. Here's what I don't get. I understand if you're tumescent that it could be fractured, right? But otherwise, it's like trying to crack a rubber coffee cup.
No, actually, he says he heard it while having sex.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah.
It wasn't during fighting?
No.
Well, I just assumed because, you know...
It was intense intercourse with his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, he says keeping it safe during sex isn't just wearing a condom.
Oh, he broke it that way.
So...
I didn't know that was possible. I always play it safe and keep it soft.
It's a good... That's good planning.
It's the safest way to go. Did you know that wrestlers have to tape their wang down?
I did not know that.
Because, you know, Andy Kaufman used to wrestle women. Andy Kaufman, for you young folks, is the guy being portrayed in the movie Man in the Moon. He would wrestle women, but he would get very excited. I mean, it was a really smart idea. He really wanted to wrestle women, so he thought, why don't I just build it into my act? And he really enjoyed it. But he had to tape it down.
Well, makes sense.
It kind of relates to this story. The Mexican marital AIDS. Wrestlers are often Mexican, and penis taping.
Yep.
Speaking of penis taping, I found something.
You did?
I found something. Well, I was looking through my old tapes. Now, as you know, we don't have the full recordings of the pilot episode, and some of the... We've made a whole bunch of practice episodes before episode one of Future Jerks. So I found a whole bunch of old tapes. I was really cheap with these tapes. Now, these are audio tapes, and you youngsters, you know, you rewind them with a pencil. Or
they don't know what a pencil is either.
We have a recording of this thing. This is our first episode. This would have been February 2012.
That's pretty cool.
Do you remember doing this show?
I have no recollection. You know, I was probably just coming out of my holiday fog, so...
Yeah, you had it until almost March last year.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Okay, well, let's play a little bit of it. Let me just find the tape here. Hang on. The problem is I taped over all these old tapes, so, you know, I've got, like, a striper tape here.
Jerky Boys?
Jerky Boys? Yeah, it's not on that one. Oh, I know which one it is. Faster Pussycat. Put it in here. And play. Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the Future Jerks.
Jerks.
Hey, welcome to our new podcast, The Future Jerks.
Hey, welcome.
I'm not used to this microphone.
Yeah, are my levels check?
Peter
check.
I need to get a pop shield. How about you?
I certainly do.
I don't think my mic sounds very good.
Peter, I don't know any tongue twisters. I don't know any tongue twisters.
That sounds like you don't need a pop shield.
Okay.
So, we better talk about, now, I think we should add a segment to this show called maybe Superhost 2000 or something, but well, that'll be on our next episode. This is, it's supposed to be, it's called Future Jerks. We should talk about the future, right?
Yeah, yeah. Why I am gonna, let's just go out on a limb and just shoot from the hip, like, predict mundos.
Oh, so we're gonna predict what's gonna happen in the future, like the
Yeah, exactly. The future is now, people. We are laying
in
the
near future, like the immediate future. Like,
yeah, the future is any time. Like, that was just now we're in the future. So the future
all right,
is
so
any time.
2012 is the future, the rest of 2012.
It can be any time, really. But, yeah, sure, go for that.
Totally radical. Did you hear about Lance Armstrong?
What's with Lance Armstrong?
People are accusing him of using dope.
Well, you know, that's been going on for a long time. Good luck with that one. He's
I just don't
obviously.
Think he would ever.
No, he wouldn't. That
he
kind of
books.
A fella. I mean, obviously, it's just a very gifted athlete.
He also wrote a book called It's Not About the Bike.
He totally beat cancer, so come on. Of course he's not doping.
The only thing I think he might be doing is, I've heard rumors about this new type of, it's technically not illegal, but it's called boosting.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very, very cutting edge. Like, no one's actually using it yet for Olympic sports or anything like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. What is that again?
It's applying shock, like electrical shock to the testicles to make your blood pressure go up.
Right.
It's technically not banned.
Well, I for one, don't think that Lance Armstrong would ever do that because he embodies like it's something good in people. It would be devastating if it were to come out. So there's just no possibility that
plus
Lance,
he had cancer. He has to be a good
he
guy.
He totally had cancer. You know, what about I bought one of those like bracelets. Like, come on. Would
me
I buy
too.
A bracelet? Would I spend
I
a dollar
twice and use it as a cock ring?
I live strong. I would not, like, just part with my dollar easily.
No way.
Just any goof? Like, what about that panhandler asking me for money? No, no.
Plus, if you were on dope, you wouldn't be able to ride a bicycle properly. So,
yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
It's stupid.
Hey, what do you think of this, about this Berlusconi guy? He seems pretty good.
He is a statesman.
I see nothing wrong in this man. I think he's going to do great.
Well, he has only been in power now for 13 years, so...
He's the new kid on the block.
He has got so much vitality, and...
It ain't over till a fat lady sings.
But speaking of... Let's just talk... We're talking about Italy, so obviously we're really talking about Greece, because everything about Italy is really just a derivative of Greece, because...
Greece is the word. Did you hear they're having some kind of financial problem?
It's all a tempest in a teapot, really.
Like, I think so. Everybody's got financial problems.
Yeah, that's right. They just got to cut some coupons and everything. Be fine. Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, it's not
why
a big...
Why don't they start adding a line to their A? That would help solve a debt problem.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't they print some more money? They're fine. They've got those shoes with the pom-poms on them. They're fine. It's okay.
They've got olives.
They're the biggest exporter of pom-pom footwear in the world. Do you think that's like a market that's going to dry up anytime soon? I don't think
no
so.
Way. No way. Greece is as sound as a pound.
Sound as a pound.
Hey, have you heard about this Apple company?
It seems familiar, but...
Well, Steve Jobs, their leader, died last year. He has said, now there's rumors I've been hearing about they're going to make like a little version of the iPad.
Like a midget.
He said, and I've got the quote right here, there's no f***ing way there's ever going to be a goddamn iPad mini. Those are his last words.
He said that before he died?
Yeah.
Wow, he really was passionate about not having an iPad mini.
So what do you think? Do you think people will ever want one of these things?
No.
It doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you just use an iPhone or an iPad?
Yeah. What do you need something in between? Clearly, BlackBerry
it, no
showed how poor that market was.
Yeah, no way.
Ugh, people have no idea.
Did you hear that McAfee, the guy who made the antivirus thing for your computer?
Yeah.
He's having a wonderful vacation in Belize.
Well, he probably deserves it. He seems like a nice fella.
Yeah, why not?
I hear he's quite even-tempered.
Even-tempered, and he likes women his own age.
I have heard that, just like Berlusconi.
Hey, how about that Mexican drug war?
Well, seems to be over, you know. I don't think there's anything really to talk about that.
I'm glad that it's over.
But bigger than that, you know, I'm getting married soon.
You are.
So I basically have to do everything that I want before I get married, because as you've told me, you lose all rights to do anything.
That's right.
So before I get married, I really want to just pay for all of these, you know, the wedding and all the stuff. And so I am just putting everything into Facebook.
What do you mean? You're going to post everything on Facebook?
No, no. Well, they're going public, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting in on the ground floor here.
That is a smart investment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally...
Can't go wrong. It's Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows Facebook. They probably make a lot of money.
I think it'll pay off. Just like my investment in RIM.
The London 2012 Olympics.
That is going to be bloody awesome.
It's going to be amazing. Now, I heard there's some white guy, and I think he's going to win all of the running stuff. I don't know much about sports, but I'm pretty sure it's some white dude.
Mitt Romney?
Who?
Who? Because he is not going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. It's going to be Herman Cain, obviously, who will, prediction number one, will beat Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's got to be Herman Cain.
The next president will be Herman Cain.
For sure. There's no way Barack
Instead
Obama
of a chicken in every pot, it'll be a pizza in every doorway.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't, there's no way he can run a second term.
No, not after the mess he made of the first term.
Yeah, he didn't tell everybody that he's a Muslim. What else did he do? He was born in Africa.
Yeah.
All kinds of other stuff. To blame for everything.
He is. Climate change.
Thanks, Obama. And that's what's going to happen in the year 2012.
It wasn't our premiere episode, and hopefully it doesn't get lost.
It won't get lost. Look, I'm putting this on a tape, and I'm putting it in this box, and there's no way I'm ever going to lose it.
Because that would be a shame.
But we're not going to air this one. This is the pilot, right? The next episode will be episode one of The Future Jerks. Are you sure we're going to call it that?
What's the alternative?
Well, we have these other names going around.
Uh-huh.
We were going to call it Sexual Firecracker.
Yep.
You didn't like that name. Pants Gadget?
I think there's another Pants Gadget.
What was the one you came up with? It was something with Corey Hart. Never Surrender. You came up with that?
He's my hero.
Brainstorming. I'm not supposed to say.
Right.
I'm not supposed to poo-poo your ideas. Penile Shellfish, I thought was dumb. So did you.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember the one you came up with?
I do not.
Horny Orifice.
That was your nickname in high school.
That's why we couldn't use it.
That's right.
I marked it way back then.
I know.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back to the future. Back. We've improved so much. So much. Can you remember? You remember the clothes we used to wear back then in 2012?
It was crazy. And the haircuts.
You used to have a flannel shirt.
The haircuts.
And those socks made of cloth.
What were we thinking?
You look back at it now, and it's like, it looks like a Halloween costume. God, do you remember those pants that go down to your ankles?
That's just...
Everybody wore them.
Unbelievable.
All this crazy talk is making me forget. You, Scott, are a father, and you have a baby.
I do.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, a father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting question about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father. During Ray's teenage years, he used to enjoy watching television in the nude whilst eating Tang-flavored crystals. He used the dry technique, which many of our listeners will know, where a certain percentage of powder fails to adhere to a lick finger. Ray's genitals, or junk to use a layman's term, were colored brightly orange. During this time, Ray had a part-time job at the Ottawa Rideau Center, a shopping mall, at the Orange Julius. And the rest of the story is just, I'm sorry, listeners, it's just too painful to tell.
Thanks for not telling everyone. I don't want to relive that.
You're welcome.
So, you have a baby. Your baby is now probably a teenager by now. It's been so long.
Yeah, they grow up so quick. He's getting really big. Writing, reading.
Can he speak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He sounds like he's having one of those holiday fog things, though.
That's probably where he gets it. He gets it from his old man.
Yeah.
A little bit of holiday fever. It's his first holiday, right? So it's bound to happen to any kid.
Yep.
Now, before your kid gets too old, I want you to have a conversation right now with your child in the future, because one day he's going to find one of these podcasts and listen to them all to hear his old man talking. There must be something you want to say to him. In your own voice right now, say something to your young child, Slimer.
Jesus Christ, will you stop stomping on my junk? You're stomping on like an ancient Italian winemaker in a grape vat.
He's a teenager by the time he's listening to this, right?
I just hope he stops stomping on my junk.
He'll probably still be stomping on your junk. You know what it is? It's that Hop on Pop book by Dr. Seuss. That's a really bad influence.
He hasn't read that.
He's a teenager. He smokes cigarettes. He drinks alcohol. He makes love to prostitutes. You have to accept that as a parent. Every parent has to accept that with their child. Every kid is going to do these things. You're going to be hiding this episode.
got lost.
Got lost somewhere.
I know. I'll tell him about The Hobbit.
Yeah. Or if he asks you about this podcast, just start babbling. Babbling like a little magpie.
So that's basically the, that's what I wanted to talk about. I got him a little jolly jumper, eh?
Oh, a jolly jumper.
So
this is for people who don't know the Jolly Jumper, this is our new sponsor. They don't just make jolly jumpers. They also make other things too.
Yeah, well, we've got the sponsor though is because of our demographics that we found out is tilted for older people. It's basically kind of like wearing a large incontinence diaper and being hung from the ceiling.
Okay, I can picture that.
Yeah.
And does it play music like Guy Lombardo or something?
Well, it's so you can put your walker aside. You can just kind of like bounce around.
But does it make music?
Oh, yeah, there's sounds. Not this Jolly Jumper, the one for our sponsors.
Oh, like Mel Torme or something.
No,
like
the old folks alike. Although I do the jump around, jump up, get down.
Well, some of our older listeners will remember that song.
Has Pain?
Which is actually House of Bread in French.
Also a Faster Pussycat song title.
The Jolly Jumper, can you use it to generate electricity or do anything like that?
I really should try and master and harness. Well, he is harnessed, literally.
I have an idea. A bucket of grapes.
That would teach him the right way to use his heels for good.
Yeah, stop these
I'm telling
grapes.
You. Not I put him on my first. Lap, and it's like, bam, like right in there. Just brutal.
How is he going to learn?
Learn what? He already knows how to crush my grapes.
No, to not stomp. I mean, do you have to wear a cup? Get a toy that, you know, they have these toys that make a scary sound, like a monster roaring or something like that. Well, you stick one of those in your pants, like a little dragon or something, and when he kicks it, it makes like a roar.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Or I could just put a block of wood with nails sticking out.
A codpiece, basically.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I wouldn't want to get any splinters in my junk, though.
Does he only kick, or does he punch as well?
Well, it's like he's stomping, right? Like, he's constantly moving his limbs, like he's developing his motor skills. And
could
so,
this be a, like...
It's like he's a Michael Flatley, like he's a Lord of the Dance all the time.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, that's what
he's
like. That's what he's
like. Career. I think you gotta get him some tap shoes as soon as he can stand up.
That's what, every time I see him, the way he's jerking around like that, that's what it looks like.
I think, you think Riverdance, you think more like stomp.
No, I think it's more like the Lord of the Dance thing.
Okay, you know you can get those waste baskets that look like a standard garbage can? Get the little lid from one of those and put it in your pants.
But then I'm definitely doing stomp.
Is your marriage doing okay with this baby stuff? Statistics say most couples kill one another at this point.
Well,
childbearing.
Well, child no, because rearing. We're protecting ourselves. We're the only thing we've got. It's us against him, right?
Right.
So we need each other. It's a little bit like the cartoon, you know, like Sam and Frank. Hey, Frank. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what it feels like. You're punching in. You just kind of see each other in the hallway, you know, and you're passing off the baby to the other person.
But there must be
and
some sexual frustration.
I'm chasing sheep.
I got it. Chasing sheep. There must be a lot of sexual frustration because of your extremely bruised testicles.
That's why I bought a pop screen.
That's enough baby talk, right?
Yes, that is enough. I don't like to be one of these guys who all it is I talk about my baby.
Babies.
What's going on with your baby?
My baby? What are you talking about? I don't have a baby. I live in Japan. Oh, things are crazy in Japan.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. We got a new prime minister.
Yeah.
We've got...
The finance minister likes two people.
He likes two people. I don't know what that means, but I do know that the Taro...
Whoa, watch your language.
It's okay. It'll get bleeped out. Taro...
Whoa, jeez.
It's gonna get... the audience can't hear it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Taro... says he wants old people to hurry up and die.
Yeah.
Because he said that if he was old, he would refuse end-of-life care and wouldn't want to burden the younger generation.
He's 70 years old. He's not exactly a spring chicken.
That's the thing. It's like he's just a couple of years away. He dyes his hair for sure. I mean, I didn't have that. He has like one gray hair on the side of his head. That's like me when I was 22.
What else is going on in Japan?
Oh my God. Did you hear about the drilldos?
I have.
Tell me all about it then. Pants.
Well, it came with my pop screen. It's a drill-powered vibrator that helps men. Apparently, there's a club in Japan that exports them and uses them to pleasure their patrons.
An electric drill. Men and women's electric drill club.
Yeah.
This is what I don't get. So you have this thing, right?
Yeah, right here, yeah.
How do you... I mean, what do you... Do you put it like a regular drill bit, or do you put something else on the end?
Yes.
What is it actually... Tell me exactly what it looks like.
There are attachments for part. That
okay, so you put these different things on, and what do they look like?
They are in different shapes and sizes, and they touch your wiener.
Can you attach what? Is it like a flashlight?
Yeah, essentially like that.
What about for the ladies?
This is getting a little private. Why don't we... I'm getting a little uncomfortable with this line of questioning.
You know what? I shouldn't ask too many questions. A man stabbed a plumber and jumped off a building.
Was he Italian and have a identical twin brother?
It's possible, but I just think video game violence is just completely out of control.
I think it was Super Mario. He was arrested in New York for groping.
For groping?
Yeah. So that's why he was in Japan doing that thing. Yeah, you know, he was getting stabbed,
dying, coming back to New York
because that's what happens in the video game, right? He dies and then he comes back, woo woo, at a different place. So he has to come back and work his way back to Japan.
So a guy dressed like Super Mario groped a woman. In Times Square.
You thought I was making this up?
I did. Someone stabbing Super Mario is totally believable. And then jumping out the window because he probably thought he would land on the ground safely on a turtle.
Exactly.
Why would he? Here's the thing I don't like about this Super Mario story. It's just not Super Mario to grope a woman.
Really?
I mean, he never gropes women in the games. He rescues them, but he doesn't go around groping. I can see Dig Dug doing that.
Yeah, Dig Dug would totally. He's a Dig Dog, you know what I mean?
Q-Bert, of course.
Yeah.
He's basically a penis.
He is a penis.
He's a heavily foreskinned penis with bruised and large. That's what that story is about. You know, maybe your son is going to grow up to be Coily, one of the enemies in Q-Bert.
Okay.
Stretch that joke.
I don't know who that is. I can't remember. I used to play Q-Bert all the time.
Oh, it's a snake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? They're called mm-hmm. love games, and they're currently ultra super popular.
I'm playing Q-Bert right now.
Well, okay, Mr. Wright is kind of like Q-Bert.
Wait, I'm playing level one right now.
Except the penis. What? Oh, okay. We'll listen to this. You should do a podcast where you just play Q-Bert.
That'd be a good idea.
What about that? You're going to have a small listenership, but those people that really love Q-Bert are for sure going to listen to every episode.
This is really fun. I remember Q-Bert.
What are you playing it on, a watch?
Ah, Coily! Ah!
Whoa!
Okay, I'll pause that. What's happening?
Oh, well, these love games in Japan, you play it on a cell phone, and you try to find, like, the perfect guy, the perfect man. Basically, a big, muscly torso with a coffee table for a head. Am I right, ladies?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Because you can put your beer on top.
No, I'm just saying, what is it?
These are popular games. I mean, think about games in Canada. Do women play games where you try to find Mr. Right?
No. Is this why they're reproductive thing is going down?
The reproductive thing, if you mean the vagina, yes, it's going down.
They're spending their time, they're wearing masks to meet people. What's the matter with these people?
I like the idea. Here's
one. I know, okay. I know. It's that whole...
Eyes wide shut.
Oh, yeah, it's totally the eyes wide shut thing.
Because look, at people go online anonymously and they do all kinds of stuff. They say things that they normally wouldn't say. I'm sure the people on YouTube who say all that racist stuff probably are not that rude in real life, but as soon as you have some sort of anonymity, you feel like you can do anything. Cut to the creepy CSI episode where there was like a furries thing going on with this scritching. You know what I'm talking about? They have these orgies with these animal suits on.
Yes, actually, I do.
You know
that.
About this, right?
Did
I know you see
about
the episode?
That. No.
Look, I'm okay with furries. If that's your thing, listeners, it's fine. I don't like the idea of a horse and a cow getting together. That's all. I don't mind that they're wearing costumes and having sex. I just don't like the interspecies stuff. Honestly, it creeps me right the fuck out.
I'm totally okay with it.
What species are okay? Like, is it okay for a wolf and a dog to get together?
Yeah, it's okay.
What about a fox and a dog?
Yeah.
Kangaroo and platypus?
Totally right.
Spider and elephant?
I am okay with any coupling.
Man and chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them like to portray their sexual organs more realistically. So if you
why
dolphin,
are they showing their sexual organs to people?
I'm telling you, they have these parties at furry conventions where they have a little hole.
Oh,
in their
I thought you meant the Japanese. They're not a very furry people.
They are very furry.
They're very furry.
I've been to the onsen. That's like a bathhouse. There's a lot of fur going on.
Really,
it's like the 70s.
I wouldn't have thought.
If their crotches tried to become sumos, they'd have no problem getting in. Well, thanks for listening to The Future Jerks. We hope to catch you next time. There's something you need to do for us. We've been busting our testicles here, making this show for you. You've been doing nothing except sitting there and listening like good listeners.
Try not
but
taunting
we need,
them.
We need more.
Don't taunt them.
Grandpa, we need something.
That's true. You do have to speak a little louder.
Grandpa, we need you to go to iTunes on the computer. Go to the computer. Go to iTunes. Don't type it in Facebook. You have to go to google.com or Yahoo, probably, and type it in there and go to iTunes, then go to search for Future Jerks. Then you're going to look for podcast, which is like the radio on the internet. And then you're going to leave us a nice review or a mean review. We don't care. We just like some kind of review so other people are going to know about our show.
Okay, Gramps, kick back, take your Lipitor, get ready for The Price is Right. That's coming up next.
Come on down.
That's right. We'll see you
back to the future.
Back. Jerks, 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 jerks.